I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
Born in 1882, this African-American ragtime pianist and composer from Cincinnati, Ohio in the U.S., grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, trained at the Lincoln Institute, now Lincoln University, is perhaps a lesser-known ragtime artist, though in real time, his life and musical legacy rivals that of his 20th century contemporaries like James Scott, Joseph Lamb, Jelly Roll Morton, and believed to be the most famous of them all, Scott Joplin. Nonetheless, this ragtime great is Joe Jordan. Joe Jordan, music promoter, conductor, and an established educator, recognized for his musical achievements during a tumultuous period in America where racial strife and segregation exposed the nation's social ills, lived to the vibrant age of 90. At the outset, ragtime was performed primarily as a piano solo, preceded by its close relative, the cakewalk, a fetching dance developed from what was known as prize walks, held in the mid-19th century. It was created by those enslaved on southern plantations in the U.S. Ragtime music enjoyed roughly 25 years of popularity due to its festive syncopated trait, a ragged rhythm. The form showcased a newer sound that reconnected listeners and dancers with the imagery of earlier minstrel show songs and dance rhythms of the cakewalk, with nuances of Eurocentric classical music. Ragtime, evolving from honky-tonk piano players performing along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, was by no means confined to the United States. Composers like the Czech Republic's Antonín Dvořák were captivated by this fresh sound. Even French composer Claude Debussy reacted to the ragtime rage with his own composition in 1913 called Golowog's Cakewalk. The syncopated rhythm of ragtime remained popular from around 1899, leaning into the earliest decades after the turn of the century. By 1917, the style began to languish as the arrival of early jazz began to capture musicians' attention in the U.S. and abroad. The rhythmic roots of ragtime, owing tribute to its predecessor, the cakewalk, gave way to the emergence of jazz. Some holding that jazz evolved out of both ragtime and the blues, or that jazz has its roots in the blues. That said, it is equally plausible that the time signature of each grew up simultaneously in the same neighborhood in the Deep South around the end of the 19th century. As jazz and the blues began to make their way to center stage, the music of Joe Jordan and others gradually faded and eventually disappeared into the musical sunset, though not without allegiance to ragtime. Ragtime, recalling and responding to a time in the not-so-distant past. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.